On Saturday, Hotel Street in Chinatown was wide open for pedestrians, bicyclists, and dining on the sidewalk. The city's using federal COVID-19 funds to clean up the area and boost businesses who are hurting without downtown office workers. Right now, we'll join a wound care team in Chinatown for a look at conditions on the ground. One sunny morning, I met Dr. Christina Wang on River Street in Chinatown. She's been providing health outreach on the street twice a week for the last 5 years, a project of the Hawaii Health and Harm Reduction Center.
And our real goal is to connect with folks really where they are, and that's why we go to where they live and really see what is their priority for healthcare right now.
Wound care in a hospital emergency setting can average $1,500 a visit compared to about $20 for service on the street like this.
We have seen an uptick in the last like 2 or 3 months, and I do probably attribute that to COVID because we had so many folks lose their jobs.
Picking our way amongst bodies and tarps, I met Royce in a wheelchair.
The larger ABD today.
Her shin is mottled, reddish, and opened in a wide gash.
So how does it look? Is it deeper?
I don't think it's deeper. I think it got a little bigger on
us. Royce, what's the hardest thing about taking care of a wound out here, you know?
Not getting your backpack ripped off with the supplies.
One community complaint recently has been an increase in excrement on the sidewalks, and Wang's concerned about hepatitis A transmission. The increase is not really a mystery.
That's right. If you told me right now we need to stop during outreach and go to the bathroom, I would say we have to go beg basically a restaurant and or pull out cash to get a chance to use the bathroom.
Bone-thin man tipped and slid off his wheelchair into Hotel Street. Wang and her team are heading over.
Yeah, there's just homeless people in doorways again, defecating, trash everywhere. And there's only so much the police can do, you know? They're not mental health advocates by any stretch.
Nicole Reed and her husband Brandon run the Essential Manifest Art and Whiskey Bar on Hotel Street. Reed says they need to make $85,000 a month to stay in business. And that's been rough without the downtown office crowd and everybody else.
The future, I think, will be based on who's around. I hope we're a part of it, but if not, you know, Noi, the one thing that's true about this area is Chinatown has been in business. It'll continue to find people that want to try an idea. That will determine what the next phase of this community looks like, you know?
Community-friendly initiatives are underway. Power washing and disinfecting sidewalks has started, and brighter lights are coming to Keikalike Mall. City-funded security guards are joining private efforts patrolling in the area from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., That's something businesses have been requesting for years. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.